Joe's Need to Know News. It's going down right now here on the Joe and Alex Show. Yep. President Donald Trump yesterday doing some more pardons, but not the kind you're thinking of. Yeah, presidential pardon. He's getting rid of those turkeys. He's letting them live. It's actually an annual Thanksgiving tradition, and he used his power of the office to keep a pair of turkeys off the table for Thanksgiving. This is so funny, the names of the turkeys. He pardoned a 39-pound turkey named Peas and a 41-pound turkey named Carrots.
So
Peas and Carrots. They get to live the rest of their lives at a Virginia farm. This actually started back in 1989 with President George H.W. Bush. He spared a 50-pound bird.
Whoa.
Dang. Like, that's like, if I was a bird, that would be me.
That's some good eating right there.
Big old butterball. Alex, God, I hate saying this. You were right.
About what?
Salad. No reason to eat it. Actually, you should not eat it. Health officials are warning Americans to stop eating romaine lettuce because of a new E. coli outbreak. The FDA says it's working with officials in Canada on the outbreak, which has sickened 32 people in 11 states and 18 people in Canada. The contaminated lettuce is likely still on the market.
Wow.
So I would not have any lettuce or salad at your Thanksgiving get-together. The strain identified is different than the one that was linked to the lettuce earlier this year because we had another E. coli outbreak, and it appears kind of similar to last year's outbreak. We have way too many outbreaks. People, wash your dirty hands.
So last time they said it was only romaine from certain states. You're saying this time it's all romaine lettuce?
They're warning all Americans.
Oh.
They're not just like in one state. So, Alex, you're safe. You're going to be okay. Live the web, girl. I'm really worried about what you're going to eat for Thanksgiving.
I'm screwed. So, yeah.
You're going to have to eat something like with like junk in it, which
water.
Is good. Yes. Okay. So there may not be any balloons tomorrow when you're watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Wow.
Could you imagine that? Those big inflatable balloons? Well, listen to this.
Boys, the winds are whipping out there, and the balloons, an iconic part of this parade, the balloons do not fly. Okay. They're not in the parade if those winds are sustained to 23 miles per hour or gusts to 34 miles per hour. Well, look at this. We are right there. Forecasting the winds to be sustained at 22, gusts to 33. Can you even imagine a Thanksgiving Day Parade without the balloons? It only happened once before.
Yeah, if they're too windy, they're going to blow everywhere. And that would... Listen, I'm not trying to ruin the parade, but what do you do?
Wouldn't they just cancel the whole parade? I mean, isn't the whole point the balloons?
I think so, because that's the only reason I'd watch it. I don't watch it for everybody to lip sync. I can't stand it when they pull up and they just sound terrible and they're like mouthing it and they're just totally off the whole time.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
There's no floats. It's pretty much just all the balloons. But it is a safety concern. Like, if it hits one of the street poles and a street pole falls, it could be very dangerous.
I'm sorry. That'd be kind of cool to watch.
Natural selection. Just weed them out.
Well, I don't want nobody to die, but yeah, it would be kind of interesting to see. So hopefully the wind will not be that bad. Remember that guy, this is probably months ago, but he was in California. He was a serial dine and dasher. He'd go out with a girl on a date, on a woman, and then he would just leave them with the bill.
Yeah.
What a genius, right? He should win an award. No, actually the man known as the dine and dash dater, he admitted to, yeah, I did that, and he pled guilty, no contest, to 3 misdemeanor counts of defrauding an innkeeper by non-payment, so like the restaurants, and 1 misdemeanor count of petty theft. He's sentenced to 120 days in jail. He'll get 3 years of probation. He's ordered to pay restitution to all the women in the restaurants. He's prohibited, so I don't know how they're going to do this, but from using dating websites and apps, including Plenty of Fish and Bumble.
Wow. There's a lot of guys I know that could be added to that list.
Yeah, why don't you give us a few of those names so we can be on the lookout for them. Go ahead. What are they?
Right. Well, let me tell you. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. He's also going to have to stay 100 yards away from all those restaurants where he took people. So I don't know if it's just in that area or if like he went to a Red Lobster. That means all Red Lobsters, he can't go to them. Man, that wouldn't be cool. And Butterball has chimed in on this whole microwaving the 25-pound turkey thing. They say you can.
What?
Hold on, let me explain. Butterball claims you can actually microwave a turkey. The company responded by people that have been tricking their parents and grandparents, thinking that they plan to cook the large bird by just putting it in the microwave. Butterball says a turkey can indeed be cooked in a microwave. They say the turkey, though, it's got to be smaller than 25 pounds in order to fit inside the microwave. They say it must be thawed first, then microwaved on full power for several minutes before being basted,
nasty,
flipped, and microwaved again on a lower power setting. They don't recommend doing it that way, but they're saying, hey, it actually can be done.
Ew. I can't imagine how gross that would taste.
Just several minutes?
That's what I was surprised by, because when I try to, like, you know, defrost a hamburger at home, it takes like 5-10 minutes, so.
I have a microwave ghost in my apartment right now. I think I talked about this before, but I have gone through 3 brand new microwaves in my apartment that my maintenance keeps putting in, and every single time I try to use them after a couple times, they short out, and then they don't work anymore.
Maybe it's an electrical
and
short.
And I barely use them. Well, there's something wrong because I barely use my microwave. And the only, like, you know, twice a year that I do, they always just shut off. And then I tried doing the switchboard in my apartment. You know what
the
I mean?
The breaker, yeah.
Yes, I tried using that. And I push the buttons in the microwave. Nothing. It's just a blank screen and it won't turn on. I've gone through so many microwaves.
Have you thought about trying not to have a spoon or a fork in there when you're cooking it?
I'm not doing that.
Okay. Just making sure. That's Joe's need to know news. You can check it out online at joeandalexshow.com. Start thinking with that gooey brain of yours about something that's gone. It's kind of discontinued, but you want to come back. Alex says this must come back, and we'll explain why coming up on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.